evening and welcome to your summer.
Good evening. Hey. I'm heavy.
Very happy to have you join us again.
A big welcome to you at our new location. Apologies if it's a little lighter than usual. I think we will be darkening later. I hope this is not too much discomfort for you to have this amount of light.
Thank you. I, of course, am aware of this. Adjustments for it, but of course the dimness of your light not only makes me more comfortable, but helps you all to relax a little more.
Oh, very true.
Of course, I would like to say it is not the location that is important, but having the instrument to use. I would like to say to you, my dear friends, that because of the slight adjustments, my words may seem a little more labored this time.
Yes.
Never, I will say what I wish to say to you. We have been aware from our side of life how much distress there is in your world at this time. All too often we hear people say, what is happening to our world? So many catastrophes, as you call it, so many forces of nature being destructive. So many of your people coming to our world. I hasten to add, my dear friends, do not be afraid. It is all part of your evolution. Although at this time it seems that life is not as it should be, I am here to tell you that it is the structure of your world to experience these things at this time. So I say to you, my dear friends, do not allow fear or despair to cloud over you. Be positive in your thinking and continue to ask help for those in need.
Could I say, some of us have been reading more of the author, Lhotseng Rampa, and the Tibetans, their culture that he writes about, they have a so much stronger realization of life's continuation, whether on the planet or whether in spirit. And I think I am writing in saying there's much less fear in that Tibetan culture as a result of this.
Yes. I would say to you all to strive for that way of living where fear becomes obsolete, where positive thinking and knowledge is to the forefront of your thinking. This, my dear friends, I have always tried to tell you, never to live in fear, because you know what lies ahead of you. And as you know, fear will only attract more fear. And I am speaking about not only your world, but all of those other worlds that are inhabited with beings. Fear has always been the root of unsettlement. It has always made people afraid of what is to come. What is to come is a life in spirit which is full of love and goodness. That is what you must focus on. I have told you in past time that even to believe is not really strong enough, but you must have that all-knowing. That is what you must strive for. So many people in your world at this time are afraid of their own footsteps. They live in the shadow of fear.
And that's where a lot of the trouble comes from.
Yes. Yes. love to those people. Give of your love and your time to send thoughts to all those in spiritual darkness. Not only here, but those in our world also, who are afraid to move forward. There is much good on your planet. Focus upon the beauty which the Creator has given to you. You may live in a world of fear, but you also live in a world with great beauty. And also, you should have the knowledge that you are completely surrounded by those of us who come to you to keep you safe. And in that knowledge, you will move forward.
At the moment, it seems in the world there's a lot of people power breaking through in different countries, trying to. I think the idea it seems to be everyone wants freedom and a democracy. It's a big word, democracy, and not everyone has the same idea of what a democracy should be. And I was thinking in the spirit realms, everyone wondering whether there's any need for a democracy anyway, because everyone finds their own level, their own place that's perfect for them, and maybe they don't have to struggle alongside people with very different views. But we seem to be one of the problems is living with people who've got such different views, and the fairest way seems to be a democratic process where the majority view is what takes place. I wondered if there are any political struggles, if you like, in the spirit world. Is it just a human thing?
Of course it is human, yes. You will not at this time reach a point where all governments or all people are in agreement. It is part of your evolution that each person, each nation struggles to find the truth of their existence. I would suggest to you Earth people that firstly you must go inward and find your own democracy. You must be free. You must be true to yourself. And that, my dear friends, covers all of humanity, no matter what creed, what race, what color, what country, no matter, until each individual goes inward and finds that spark of divinity of which you all are, there will always be striving for power.
Yes, unfortunately we don't have a love your neighbour party in our politics.
No. But that responsibility, my dear friend, belongs to every individual. You must have encountered someone whose language you cannot share, but yet there is a bond of unity which can make you understand one another. That is the bond of love. But as I have said, at this time on your earth planet, there is not unity yet.
Yes, I I can see that we have much learning from the evolutionary disasters, if I could use that term, when so I guess disasters in a sense have their purpose, and there is some indication that the earthquakes and physical changes to the earth relate to its, to our planet's passage through the galaxy, and I guess there are forces from without acting on the planet in some way or other all the time, and these relate to the disasters. So in that sense the stresses on the planet have to be.
Yes, the stresses of your planet, as you call it, come from within and without. You are not a singular unit in all of these universes. Every planet is connected to the other. You cannot separate this earth planet from any other and say that you are special in any way, because you do not know the wider picture of life. It remains difficult for the human being to fully understand the working of the great creative force.
And we are so grateful to you for introducing us to other planets and other planetary beings, and this this helps in our realization of our part in a much greater system.
Yes, until that realization comes, you will always struggle with what is happening on the earth planet. Yes. But firstly, look inwards find yourselves within, and you become that greater part of the universe. When that happens, your understanding of your neighbors, your neighboring countries, your neighboring planets, neighboring universes will all become much clearer for you.
Could I have a brief word on that? We have the understanding that the universe is infinite, our universe, that is. So any other universes would have to be equally infinite, but I guess on a different wavelength or different vibration. Does that make sense?
Hardly. Your universe is connected to all other universes, and you all vibrate, yes, at slightly different rates, depending upon the universe. We are going much further than we have to this point. I want you to understand, my dear friend, that all of existence is interconnected, is a mass of energy which pulsates, as I have said, in many different ways.
The different universes are interconnected.
Yes.
Themselves.
Yes. All life is connected. You cannot separate them. But at the same time, it is a different rate of energy. This is further than we have ever gone. And I do not think at this particular time your understanding could encompass the details of it.
Yes, we understand that, but there are many others with whom we communicate, and it's always nice to make some connection with the teaching and the advancing science or scientific theory.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
But what you do not want to do is to be bogged down, as you might say, by data and information. That is really unnecessary for your knowledge.
Yes,
I must confess
we have much, very much unnecessary data.
Yeah.
In the way we think.
Yes, existence is simple. Existence is love. Existence is unity. Now, I feel I must leave.